Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
1, 2, 3, 4 baseball playoff games today, including the Mariners and Tigers, about to get underway on Fox Sports 1 in their Game 4. Mariners up 2-1 in the best of 5 series. 5 Eastern, Brewers and Cubs. Jays and Yankees, 7 Eastern on FS1. Phillies and Dodgers play their Game 3 in L.A., 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Bengals announced Joe Flacco would be their starting quarterback for their Week 6 matchup against the Green Bay Packers, a day after acquiring the 40-year-old quarterback from Cleveland. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski wouldn't name the backup quarterback for their Week 6 matchup against the Steelers. Shedeur Sanders has been the number 3 quarterback, with veteran Bailey Zappe on the team's practice squad. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson missed practice today because of his strained hamstring. No practice for Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, who's day-to-day with a foot injury. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley off the injury report and good to go tomorrow against the Giants.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this is your Agribusiness Update. The Renewable Fuels Association applauded California Governor Gavin Newsom for signing Assembly Bill 30 into law, immediately legalizing lower-cost E15 fuel, the last state to do so. RFA President Jeff Cooper says California is on the road to lower gas prices and a cleaner future for families across the state. Recent studies have shown that E15 could save California drivers $2.7 billion annually, about $200 per household, while significantly cutting tailpipe pollutants. The National Association of Wheat Growers announced that Sam Kiefer is the organization's new CEO beginning November 1st. He brings more than 20 years of agricultural leadership and farm policy experience with him. Kiefer says he's honored to join the association at such a pivotal time for wheat growers across the country. Most recently, Kiefer was the vice president of public policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Well, September saw global food commodity prices drop as declines in the sugar and dairy industries offset a new peak for meat prices. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's food price index averaged 128.8 points in September, down from a revised 129.7 in August. The index was 3.4% higher than the same month a year ago, though down about 20% from the record level in March of 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as investors digest the minutes from the Fed's latest monetary policy meeting in September. Most participants say that it would be appropriate to ease monetary policy further over the remainder of the year. Tech and industrials are advancing while consumer staples and energy are lagging. In the meantime, gold continues its record-breaking rally and rising above $4,000 a troy ounce. Oracle shares are edging higher and are up over 2% after sinking on Tuesday, following a report that raised questions about the profitability of its artificial intelligence cloud business. Shares of Dell Technologies are up over 7%. Analysts at Mizuho are raising their price target on its stock to $170 a share after the maker of computers and AI servers raised its long-term financial guidance. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
For some time now, a lot of us have been asking, why can't little Willie read or do arithmetic? And the answer is, he isn't being taught to do that. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
The story is told of the new young schoolmaster telling the old-timer about progressive education. He was enthusiastic about how the children were allowed to express themselves, play games, draw pictures, visit with each other, etc. The old boy heard him out and then said, "We had that when I was in school." The young teacher said, "You did?" And he said, "Yep, we called it recess." A few weeks ago, a national magazine carried a one-page story by a lovely young lady, 24 years of age. She titled her story, "Confessions of a Misspent Youth." But don't let that title fool you. She was in no way a juvenile delinquent. She is instead a victim of some of the modern ideas in education that have been around for a couple of decades or so. Her parents were of that era when permissive education seemed to be the wave of the future. At age 4, in 1956, she was enrolled in a small private school which she describes as a school without pain. It specialized in freedom, the freedom not to learn. The idea was to cultivate the innate creativity each child was believed to have. According to this graduate of the educational sandbox, they had different hours for each subject, but they were free to dismiss anything that bored them. School policy forbade them from being bored, miserable, or made to compete with each other. In studying history by recreating its least important elements. In early American history, they made teepees, pounded corn, and ate buffalo meat. Another year, they were maids and knights in armor and drank orange juice from tinfoil goblets. As she says, that was the Middle Ages, but they never found out what the Middle Ages were. There were other examples, copying hieroglyphics on brown wrapping paper without ever knowing what the hieroglyphics stood for. They spent a lot of time being creative because they were told that was the way to be happy. At age 10, they were functionally illiterate. Reading hadn't begun until third grade. I have a set of the old McGuffey readers, back when education was old hat. The first volume is for kindergarten. Sadly, this young lady says that upon graduation, all the happy young children fell down the hill. No matter what high school they went to, they were the underachievers, more handicapped than any underprivileged children. One of her fellow students killed himself after flunking out of the worst high school in New York at age 20. Others have put in time at various mental hospitals. Her own mother was advised to give her psychological tests to find out why she was blocking out information. She wasn't blocking it out. She didn't have any information to begin with. Rejected by all four-year colleges, she finally got a degree by way of a start in junior college. She rejoices that her 8-year-old younger brother was yanked out of the same progressive school when her mother finally saw the light and didn't want him to be like her. Her poignant closing line should be over the door of every teacher's college in America. Quote, "And now I've come to see that the real job of school is to entice the student into the web of knowledge, and then, if he's not enticed, to drag him in. I wish I had been." This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. I have Gary Adams in the studio today. Gary Adams, I was calling around. I called Andrea Seastrand. I called Debbie Arnold. And I was saying, what do you think the biggest issue in this county is right now? And I was told nothing is more important than Prop 50. And for those that don't know what Prop 50 is, Prop 50 is a plan to do a mid Redistricting is usually done every 10 years. And for years, the Board of Supervisors did it in our county. Then suddenly there was a push in the state to have independent redistricting commissions make the lines. This does Congress. This does how many representatives. It's a big deal, the redistricting. And they wanted it. It's also locally, the redistricting is the Board of Supervisors, but we're talking about the congressional redistricting. And there was this idea that the state should have a redistricting committee, nonpartisan. Schwarzenegger pushed it. It was a really bipartisan push to do this, to make it appear more representative of the population. But now you have Trump has the White House, he has a Congress, he has a Senate, and he is looking at keeping it. And now we have Newsom and a group of strong Democrats that are saying, no. Let's temporarily get rid of the redistricting committee. Let's have politicians design their own district. Let's promote gerrymandering. Now, think about this. We are now, they're saying gerrymandering is correct because it gives us all the power. They want to gerrymander to take away the votes of people that do not, they want to, so you're in a Republican district, they're going to chop that up and make it a Democratic district by the way they move the borders around. And while it's not really going to impact us here personally in our districts, it'll make major changes like in Clovis and other areas. And it's a way of changing the boundaries. It is a big deal. The ballots have been sent out. And I was told by several people that Gary Adams, he lives in South County, Napomo, he is retired. And I was told basically he is one of the local experts on Prop 50. So I asked him to come on the show today and answer questions, your questions, my questions, and explain this to us in a way that the public can understand. Gary, thank you very much for agreeing to do this today.
Okay, Karen, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate being here.
And I want to start, can you just give us a rough outline? I don't even know if this is correct. Is it correct that this redistricting will stay for at least three elections?
So the districting will be here until the 2030 census is actually performed, and then it'll revert back to the redistricting that'll take place with the independent districting commission. So
that is probably about three elections.
About three, right.
And then we will have new elections with redistricting and counting.
Yeah. So there's a whole controversy around who we count in the census, but I don't think we're going to talk about that today.
We can bring that up. So right now, they've been counting people living there, whether they're legally here, undocumented. Regardless, they count everybody.
Correct.
And there is a push by Trump no longer to count non-citizens.
Yeah, there's all kinds of estimations of what that would actually do to California, but potentially to the extent of four or five seats be dropped because of the numbers would go down that much.
So over time, it could be very harmful to, not harmful, but devastating to California. Do you believe that we should be counting undocumented immigrants, people that came over here illegally? Should we be counting them in our census for to decide how many seats we get?
So there's a lot of people that have obviously opinions. For me, it's a hard no. We should honor the citizens and the laws that we have in the country. We have this set of very specific immigration laws, processes that work for years. And so what's happened today is that we have a lot of people that do not understand our country or our laws that are now being asked to participate in our voting system. Not a good thing.
And that is something that they're working on changing now. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're looking to pass a federal law that would require everybody to be a citizen. And then, of course, that follows with a whole set of different voting laws that would actually make you have an ID to prove that you're a citizen, where you live, and then actually that you even are alive.
So there could be some big changes in the voting over the next few years. How quickly will that be done, do you think?
The laws are already being proposed, and then all of the states, we actually have somebody, Carl DeMeo, was actually pushing voter ID. So we have different parts of the movement towards a better election system. And, you know, the main thing that's happened that a lot of people want to get rid of are all of the mail-in ballots. So if those things take place, what substitutes with that will be yet to come. But cleaning up the election process is definitely high on the list.
And for those that don't know how we got here, is generally the redistricting is done every 10 years. But Texas is doing a mid-decade redistricting. I've heard, I haven't really looked into it. I've heard they were ordered to do it. I've heard they're just doing it to change seats. Do you have a good idea of what's going on in Texas?
I do. I actually brought some information that I pulled off the web last night to actually get specifically up to speed. So there is a Texas, I think, let me find his name here. He actually was a part of the whole process that took place. And there was no doubt that that federal, and you could say the Trump administration, was looking to Texas to help and prove that, what they could do. The interesting thing about the whole Texas debate is that they don't have a independent commissioning district in Texas. So we all believe, including the people that proponent for no here, that is something that should be incorporated across the country. So let me get that straight first. Secondly, is that there's an interesting nuance in Texas, and that is that it is legal to actually redistrict things politically. There's no law against it. It's illegal to do it if you violate the civil rights laws, the voting civil rights laws. So the Democrats currently are suing on the right of that it discriminated against minorities, blacks and Hispanics. And so that's currently actually this week on the 6th. There are hearings on it, and I read last night that there could be a result of that lawsuit by the 20th of this month. So it'll be interesting to see if that fails, what California would do with it, continue down this road.
It's the push for the commissions was so that politicians could not redraw their own districts in ways that help them, and that there wouldn't be gerrymandering. One of the weird things, though, in our county, as you know, they voted to do a redistricting a certain way. And then there was a group that sued, and they were literally losing the lawsuit. The judge kept ruling on behalf, saying, no, this was done right. You guys picked this group to come in. They said these boundaries, this is the best map. They voted on it. And then there was a group that sued, and then when Bruce Gibson brought Jimmy Paulding and got rid of Lynn Compton, it wasn't that a judge then ruled, wait a minute, that was gerrymandering. It was that they voted to drop the lawsuit with a deal where they were going to go back to what was considered gerrymandering before. So it appears that they wanted commissions unless it impacted them. Or they were going to support this group. They hired a consultant who was picked by the liberals wanted him. And then they didn't want him when it was... The changes would have made Napomo and district, it would have really helped primarily district, I think it's, is it 5? That is the district that is Atascadero, Santa Margarita, Creston. that district, they have a little finger that goes down and grabs a piece of Cal Poly, the neighborhood around Cal Poly, which is very liberal, and it made it a real split district, and that's what they wanted.
Right. So, yeah, I did a little research also on that last night. So that's called the patent map that was adopted, and then it was ruled. This is a whole list of the transitions that were supposed to take place that was actually passed. The point of redistricting, you know, has to be, there's a process, and when you redistrict, there's a set of criteria you're supposed to get. So one of the criteria is it's supposed to be not break up neighborhoods. You're supposed to keep like-minded people and the percentages that are living in the area.
And more so not break up cities.
Cities.
So we have Templeton broken up. Now we have a bunch broken up with the new one that were going to be more whole with the old one, with the patent map.
Right. So I think there's two issues here. Number one, the logic or the behind how you should district things should represent the people. That's kind of a common thing. Well, how do you do that? So there are a certain set of rules that I was kind of going through earlier. But the issue is if you give politicians the ability to override that, and that's what we have today. How's that happen? It happens in the courts. It happens within the government officials. And those are the things that we're going to have to figure out how to get rid of. That's why California voters back in actually 2010 originally passed this requirement for independent district, and they were just tired of all of this gerrymandering and all the backbiting that was going on between the politicians.
And I actually it makes sense why they did it. For those that don't know, back when they went against the patent map, their primary reason is they claimed it was racist. They said, you are taking away the Hispanic neighborhoods and their votes. Here was the problem. Our county doesn't have a black neighborhood. We don't have a brown neighborhood. We don't have an Hispanic neighborhood. We do have some neighborhoods. So, for example, San Luis Obispo is the whitest area of our entire county. They're very, very white. But then almost every other community in this county has about 20% Hispanic. And the black population is minute in this county. I think it's something like 2.5% or 3%. There is not a black neighborhood. But where you come to, for example, Paso Robles, we may have more Hispanics up in the northwest side of the town and more Hispanics in the southeast side of the town. But basically, it's all one district, and we're pretty well mixed throughout. It's not that you can district it where you could split the races. And that's what the judge said. She said, no, this isn't going to make any difference. You went from 22 to 24% Hispanics in an area. That isn't making a substantial difference.
Yeah, so similar to what's going on in Texas, I think, at least my conclusion is that the reason they go down that road, it's the Voting Rights Act. That's a legal link, a hook, into figuring out how you can push back against what somebody wants to do. So they're claiming the same thing in Texas, is that the redistricting actually is discriminatory to blacks and Hispanics. So anytime you bring that up, then you have a actual law that you can refer to. So that's why I think it's being constantly brought back in.
Was that adjudicated? Did a judge then say, I see a problem, you got to fix this?
Yeah, so that's really the issue that's going on now in Texas. They're taking a look at that. Texas also has other elements, and it always will when you study a community. So the ones that are being redistricting down there are extremely conservative. There's a lot of people, 56% voted for Trump. So it's a high majority, and how do you represent the conservative voice in the districting? That's just another element that's in there some people don't even want to hear about, right? So here, if you look at, and I think even in the thing that was sent out, the mailer, it actually shows the maps. But you can take a look at the map, and let's just look at one. So what happens is that you take the you know, the eastern side of the rural areas, and those are conservative currently. And you flip it and you pull in a bunch of area from the coastline, and then all of a sudden you've diluted the voice from those people. And that's what's gone on with the current. So they know how to do it.
And that's what they were doing with District 5, Supervisor right. District. And again, these are different districts. They had a finger that went down and grabbed a liberal area out of SLO, which is still more conservative than liberal, but they were able to dilute District 5 and the rural vote, the farmers' votes, the representation for that group of people. We're going to take a break from our sponsors, and we will be back with more with Gary Adams.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
In this day and age, when a restaurant is around for 33 years, it can only mean that the community enjoys the food and the service. The China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles has been an old-fashioned Chinese mainstay since 1992. The China Gourmet Restaurant is open every day at 11 a.m. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available. For a dining experience you're sure to remember, the China Gourmet Restaurant, near Albertsons in Paso Robles, proud to be serving the finest Chinese food since 1992.
MPM Incorporated Property Management is your hometown property management company serving the North County. MPM manages everything from single-family residential homes to large apartment complexes. MPM strives to be the most responsive management company with licensed agents and contractors on staff always available to help. They love houses and love helping homeowners reach their investment goals. Go to PasoPM.com or call 237-9730 and ask for Jason.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage, and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. ApplauseChildrensTheater.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Today I have Gary Adams in the studio, and what we're doing today is we are talking about Prop 50, This is Governor Newsom's plan to redistrict California to let basically politicians draw up their own districts so that they can change the voting. Now, Texas is doing this, but they don't have to go to a vote because the citizens didn't vote for redistricting.
Yeah, they don't have an independent district policy or regulation or law. Therefore, the politicians, similar to what's going on now, were able to redraw the districts and pass them with a majority vote.
And so how many likely Republicans are going to replace Democrats in Congress in Texas?
So it's almost the same as here, 4 or 5 as the anticipated based upon projections of the redistricting down there.
And so what happened was, and are you in favor of what Texas did, or you think it was wrong?
Yeah, I'm not in favor of gerrymandering anywhere. So we have a set of rules that are fair and honest and ethical. Those are the ones that should be followed across the country. So does that mean that it's okay that we two wrongs make a right? No. We do not believe that California voters should follow what we told them to do 20 years ago.
And I'm with you. You know, it's like, Mom, they did it. Why can't I do it? No. Two wrongs don't make a right. I think that's a pretty strong argument to not do this. Did you hear about the Berkeley poll, the Berkeley policy? I wrote out my questions and left them on my counter at home. So I am a bit, but there was a poll by Berkeley. It's a policy institute, and they did a pretty good poll of how California voters think. And right now, less than half want to do it, but yeah, look at the actual polling. I think it was 46% or something want it, 34% absolutely don't want it, and 20% are on the fence. Right. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but I think it's going to have a lot to do with who shows up at the polls. How do you feel about that?
That's clearly everybody that's strongly on one side or the other. We all believe that strongly. So at this point in time, it's get out the vote is necessary. It is a lot of communication going on right now in a lot of different ways to wake people up to what the issue is and act, make sure that they, obviously the ballots are out. I got mine a couple days ago. And what needs to happen is that people need to be motivated to not throw it away, to fill it out, and to turn it in. And those people, obviously, we think a lot of people are already educated about the unfairness of this, but there's been a tremendous amount of money spent by the Democrats pushing the yes vote. So at this point in time, I have a whole list of things we're asking people to do to communicate, vote no, but definitely vote.
And how much are you familiar with how much money has been spent?
I am. My understanding is that there's about a 30 million Munster, his name, has donated to the no. And then the yes vote is now over $100 million for promotion.
So it's about a 3-1 more for yes. Now, I want everybody to remember, though, what happened with the water vote 15 years ago or 10 years ago? You ended up having a group of very wealthy people wanted to tax people over the Paso Robles water basin. They lost by nearly 80%, and they probably outspent 10-1. But it became a grassroots, talk to your neighbors, people knocked on doors. They told people why it was important. They begged them to vote the way they wanted. It became more about neighbors talking to neighbors. And in the end, almost 80%, regardless of the money spent. We're going to take a break, our top of the hour break, word from our sponsors. And we will be back with more with Gary Adams talking about Prop 50 and taking your phone calls.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.